Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're back with more. Bob Pompiani and Jason Mackey in with you. Joe Starkey has the day off. I want to remind you about the Fan Text Line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you, and there's some interesting takes on there, which we'll get to in a bit. But Jason, unfinished business with these callers. Scott has been waiting in Jeanette. Scott, you're on the air. Thank you for calling, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too. I want to comment on a couple things. One, the Justin Fields situation. I think if you look, I'm not going to compare Justin Fields to Lamar Jackson or to Daniels in D.C., but I think those two, of how somebody like Justin Fields can be successful in the NFL. Both those teams have college experienced coordinators that run more of a system that those guys were successful with in college. My own opinion, Justin Fields was drafted into the NFL, and everybody thinks he's supposed to become a drop-back passer or a pocket passer, and that's not what that kid was in college. He was a zone read, play-action pass, get him outside, let his legs make plays, and if they came up to play him on the run, he threw the ball, and he threw a good deep ball. And they can't expect him to be Russell Wilson, because he's not Russell Wilson, just as Russell Wilson is not Justin Fields. The second,
I think we lost him. Routes. Nope.
We're having problems with your phone there, Scott. So
the things you need with the crossing routes is you.
Well, that's not going to make a lot of sense. So sorry, Scott. I heard your first point there. You know, you still have to be able. The one thing, if you got to be able to pass in the pocket, you have to. It has to be part of. And he still needs to develop there more. But I'll say the same thing that I said about Lamar Jackson when he first came into the league as the last pick of the first round. Still hard to believe that. Just like T.J. Watt was number 30 in a year when people could have used him as a defensive player of the year. Anyway, he was more of a running kind of guy. He wasn't doing the thing. It took him some time, and he's evolved into really terrific at what he's been able to do. But running had a lot to do with it. So, Jason, I still think there's upside. I got to believe that kid could take it to another level. And if they believe that as well, they may very well say, this is in our best interest longer term to go for a younger guy who still has the wheels, but we believe he can develop as a pocket passer.
Yeah, I mean, I just view that as a greater risk than probably makes sense for the Steelers. I mean, if you want individual results, that there's a better chance of them happening right now, you're going to go with Russell Wilson or free agency. There's too much unknown. I understand what the caller's saying about Justin Fields and how you run a college-style offense and cater to a guy's needs or whatever. We don't know whether he can do that. We don't know whether he can do that because, one, he was handcuffed here early on, whether it's by Mike Tomlin, Arthur Smith, or whatever, the Steelers not wanting to turn the ball over. He was handcuffed in Chicago by terrible coaching and a terrible coordinator situation there. It might work out. I'm just saying that you sort of know what you have with Russ. I feel like I've become the Russ defender, but I just think based on their overall goals, team scheme, what you want to do, what's coming from ownership, that Russ makes more sense, provided it's not a ton of money. You know, one caller threw out like $40 million. I'm not going. I wouldn't go to 30. I'd probably want it definitely under 25, maybe under 20.
I think 30 is a number, even if it's for Fields. Justin Fields is not going to sit here and take backup money.
No, he's not.
Because he's in a position where they decline the fifth-year option. He can do what he pleases. And if he finds another opportunity out there, and just as there are going to be openings for head coaches, there are going to be a lot of teams looking for quarterbacks. Now, if they believe he can be that guy to move in and do it, they're going to pay him that sort of money. But again, we'll see. It's a work in progress moving forward here. They still have to worry. How far do you think the Steelers can go, Jason? This is one thing I wanted to ask you earlier.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be either a fifth or a sixth seed. That means no home games. That means on the road. And they'll be underdogs. They've been underdogs for the last 3 weeks, and they are again against Cincinnati, which is very interesting to me. But it goes to tell you about the quarterback. This is all about the quarterback, period. There's no other reason why you would favor Cincinnati over Pittsburgh, is there?
No. And I think they can win a playoff game, Bob. I think they can go to Houston and win, and I think that's it. Because of the level of matchup, I think because of how the Texans are playing, I don't see any way. They haven't given us any evidence to believe that they can beat the Ravens the way the Ravens are playing now. I understand they beat the Ravens this season. That, to me, was sort
of
deluding.
They were in the game late in that game.
Right. If Justin Tucker actually makes a couple field goals, they lose that game.
True.
So let's be honest there. But, I mean, they did beat them. I get it. It's just a different team. They can't beat Kansas City. That wasn't close. They're not going to beat Buffalo. I don't see why that would happen. Who else am I missing? The Chargers? I don't think they're going to wind up playing the Chargers.
No. Wouldn't it be something though if Baltimore lost the game against Cleveland? They're 18.5-point favorites.
Though?
Well, I asked that same question the first time they played. They lost
half
to them.
Half of Cleveland's lineup's hurt.
I understand it. And DTR is in there for that reason, that they don't want to win, I don't think. But the point is, just play along with me here.
All right.
How about if they do, and the Steelers correspondingly lose?
Oh, gosh.
That's even worse painful way to get in.
Just don't even show up for... the playoff game.
No, I think if that happens, they'll win. And I think the motivation will be there. They'll realize it. They'll sense it. The fans will know it, and they'll win. But it ain't going to be easy against that team.
Bob, I don't know how they're going to stop T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
That's the biggest thing.
I'm serious.
And they're healthy, though. They have Porter back, Jackson back.
Like I said, I don't know how they're going to stop T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
The only way is to put crazy pressure on him.
Yeah.
That's the only way. And even then, it may not be enough. He knows how to step up and avoid it. He's been good about it. He's actually a stronger presence in the pocket to shed would-be tacklers. So that's a tough assignment. All right, back to it. Let's go to Scott in Murraysville. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Not too much, Bob. How you guys doing today?
We're doing
well, man.
I just wanted to the quarterback conversation between the two here. I think that Russell Wilson is definitely a better quarterback than Justin Fields. Age, any reasons we want to think about. But I think we've seen enough of Justin Fields to realize that he cannot throw that ball. I think that is one of those things that you either have or you do not have. And he's got all the legs in the world, the youth, the strength, the size, everything. He just does not have good touch on the football. And I just don't know how you teach that. And the other thing is just real quick about it, what I heard earlier about the MVP of the league. Like you said, Bob, if Saquon Barkley does not win this year, no running back will ever do it again. He possibly is about to do something that no running back has ever done. Other quarterbacks have done what these quarterbacks have done, minus Lamar's running ability, before. And Saquon's not even in the conversation. All right, that's it, guys. Thanks,
Scott. But that's true. I mean, I don't know what more he has to do to win an MVP. And if it's not that, you may as well just change the name of it to MVQ. Just call it that. Not player, but Q. Because that's what it is. Every year it's Q.
Yeah, I'm with you. Halfway through our taking calls on that, I just went over to the Saquon Barkley argument. Honestly, for the uniqueness of it. For the respect for what Saquon Barkley's doing, for how much he's helped the Eagles, even when, you know, again, I express belief in their passing game, and I still have that, but when that wasn't clicking, Saquon Barkley was running over people for some of the numbers he's put up, touchdowns, catching the ball out of the backfield, the ridiculous joystick juke that he had, and it renders all the other argument moot. We're not talking about Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Give it to the running back. Nobody's ever doing this.
So Nick Sirianni today, or whenever he had his press conference, was asked about how he plans to utilize him. He said, at this point, I haven't made up my mind. You're Nick Sirianni, Jason. What would you do? He's close to setting the all-time record, yet you're already number two seed, most likely going to be number two seed no matter what. So your playoff position is secure. You have to play in the first round. You don't get a bye, unlike in previous years. So what do you do? Do you play him and give him a chance to enter that record book for all time in an Eagles uniform or not?
I would do exactly what Nick Sirianni did earlier. I think it was earlier this season, maybe last year with Saquon, where he sits down next to him and says, what do you want to do? I respect you. I respect your career. What do you want to do? I will back whatever you want to do. And if Saquon says, I'm good, I said, then he's good. And I'd probably wear it for him as the coach and say, don't put that on him. Put it on me. Say, I'm not letting him play. You can get mad at me. I'm holding him out.
Right.
Protect the player. That's how you run a team, generate a culture, whatever. If Saquon wants to go for it, I'd respect that too. And I would just say, I'm going to ask you, man to man, if you feel something, understand that there's a goal here, and just be honest with me. Be honest with me, and we'll get you out of there.
Yeah, I think that's the only way to do it. I mean, it's his record, and he's close to it. And if he were 180 yards away, I'd have a different thought. But he's,
I think you need to respect history, Bob.
I do too, and I think he may want that. He may want, the Philadelphia fans would want that.
Sure.
Eagles running back, best all time. And to Seth's point earlier, who they play matters. They're taking on the New York football Giants, who discarded him. And now he has a chance to go into the record book as an Eagle against the team that discarded him.
I'm not as moved by that. That's like petty game
ball
stuff.
You don't think deep down that motivates him a little bit?
I mean, yeah, it probably fuels what Saquon feels, and that's fine, and he should feel however he wants to feel. But, like, you're asking me as Nick Sirianni. If I'm Nick Sirianni, like, I don't feel as as strongly about that as I do chasing and respecting history.
And I think Sirianni would be smart to say, regardless if this is your decision, I support it, but it's my decision publicly. I am not going to throw you out there.
Right,
you didn't tell me. I'm telling you, this is my
decision.
You
wear it as the coach.
Right, you have to do that. Rick in Westview joins us right now on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Rick, what's up? Go ahead, Rick. Sorry about that.
Yes, two things. We'll probably disagree, but that's okay. One, with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, do you want to pay somebody for maybe 3 more years? Or do you want to pay somebody that could be here for, 5 to 8 years and have to go through growing pains? I mean, look at Sam Darnold. He went through being benched, seeing ghosts, everything else. Now look what he's doing. You just can't expect these quarterbacks to be thrown in and be the next, Joe Montana.
I think, thanks, Rick. That's a fair
Joe
point.
I said Joe Montana. Oh, sorry.
No, I think that's a fair point in that, part of development is anticipating what guys can do. Can they take that step? You see him in practice every day as coaches. Do you believe he can do this? Part of that decision is what they think of him. They may be wrong. They may be right. You may be wrong and you may be right.
Nice.
I mean.
Billy Joel?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Billy Joel coming to AgriSure Stadium July the 5th along with Rod Stewart. Little shameless plug there. But anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know. He lost me at singing Billy Joel.
I had something while you get back on track. The one caller mentioned Joe Montana. Well, who followed Joe Montana? A guy who basically redshirted for 3 or 4 years after disastrous start to his career in Tampa.
Yep. That's right.
Could you convince Justin Fields to do it again? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But, I mean, I wouldn't rule that out. The Steelers have to try and do that. They're a better team if they can re-sign Russ, but also convince Fields to come back for a year and say, hey, sign here. We'll pay you. We'll pay you what you'd get elsewhere. At least wait for the next cycle of quarterbacks. Like, if the best job out there is the Giants' job, he might not want that. Maybe he waits a year and makes, pretty good money to do it. I don't know. I don't know if he'd do it, but I'd certainly try.
Before we go to break, you had a texter ask you a question about me, and I have answers because I consulted with my wife, Lisa, who knows a lot more about this than I do.
I have answers because I texted my wife.
Go ahead. Give me what the question is, whoever the texter was.
Yep. It was a tweeter.
Or a tweeter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was a texter.
They wanted your top 5 Italian restaurants in the Pittsburgh area. Right, I'm going to get this person's handle.
Just because I don't limit it to 5, I'm going to give you 10. How about that? It's called cover your butt because I love all Italian food.
This is John Harmon, by the way, Francois_82, and he did say to rate your top 10 or top 5 Italian restaurants.
Okay, top 10. Thank you. You give me an out there because I need one. So in no particular order here, so Arlecchino, have you ever been there?
I have not, but I texted my wife as well when we broached this off air, and she threw out Arlecchino.
Arlecchino is the sister restaurant to Alla Familia. Both very good. I know Sidney Crosby's a big fan of Ala Familia. A lot of athletes go to these places. It's great. Scolios used to be right here in Greentree at the adjacent building.
Yeah.
Now it moved. I forget where it moved. I think it's in Bridgeville or something of that nature. Velazzi's downtown Pittsburgh is very good. The original one in Greensburg is really good. Gerasoli, the guy who rocks around there, he's awesome. He drinks 2 bottles of wine a day. He's 88. Speaking about beer in the shower, how about wine every day?
I wonder if he's had a wine.
He said at the end of the day, he's as high as a Georgia pine. That's what you find at Gerasoli. Now, De Blasio's, you were just there. You saw my man Giacomo.
I did.
De Blasio's a great place
Amazing.
To go. Also, Dianoia in the Strip District. Awesome. They have a lot of great and different kind of dishes there. Serafino in Crafton. Oh, they do a great job. Caliguire family, man, they make it happen down there. And if you, that's a bring your own beer or booze or anything you want to bring, but the food is terrific and I think very well priced. And there's a new one at Nemacolin and Woodlands called Gusto. So all of these plates and brand new, got chefs in from New York. I mean, it's everything is fantastic. I love all Italian. Can you tell I can't discriminate here, Jason? I can't.
You are all encompassing, Bob.
And I probably left a few out, but I wherever you go, man, those are good choices. So. Next one, you got to let me know where you want to go next with your wife.
I will.
And I'll give you some advice and something. And maybe
we have been targeting Ala Familia Arlecchino for quite some time. So
okay.
I would like to knock that off the
I
list.
I know the owner there. If you want to go, let me know, and I'll call him and set you up there.
Ooh.
So that's good. All right, where are we here? Now we're at we're approaching the 15-minute mark. We're not there yet, but I'm going to read it right now because we'll go by it because I've gone long here. Don't mean to do that. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up, we're going to talk with Matt Bensel of the Post-Gazette about the Penguins. Very interesting story, and Kyle Dubas has some decisions. Jason and I will get into that with Matt. That's coming up at 1 o'clock. In the meantime, more calls on the way at 412-928-9370. Here's Seth with an update.